In a gathering outside the UN office in Gaza, the families of Palestinian prisoners held a sit-in to show solidarity with the loved ones who are currently on hunger strike inside Israeli jails. The prisoners, some of whom have spent more than 25 years behind bars, have gone on hunger strike in a protest against Israel's solitary confinement policy. Prisoners say they are denied their basic human rights, including the right to have family visitations.
My son Ahmed has been on a hunger strike for 4 days now, and we're told that he is subjected to torture. I haven't seen him for 4 years, but I hope to see him very soon.
The protest was also attended by a wide range of Palestinian organizations who called on international human rights groups to get immediately involved in playing an active role and pressuring Israeli authorities to grant Palestinian prisoners more rights.
We are here today to show our solidarity with the prisoners who are struggling for their basic rights inside the prison. And they are always in our minds and hearts.
Palestinian rights groups have long insisted that the prisoners are subjected to mistreatment and torture in Israeli detention facilities, and that almost half of those arrested before the 1993 Oslo Agreement have been in Israeli jails for more than 20 years. They say many prisoners need immediate medical treatment, and Israeli authorities are failing to provide it, even when their conditions prove to be critical.
The prisoners are the symbol of resistance. All Israeli attempts aimed at breaking their spirits will fail. There will never be peace as long as they are in Israeli jails.
Israel claims its authorities treat prisoners and detainees with dignity and honor. But currently, there are at least 8,000 Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails, many without ever having been charged with a crime, which is a violation of the Geneva Convention. In the memory of Nakba, Palestinians have gathered here today outside the UN office in Gaza City to show solidarity with the Palestinian prisoners held in Israeli jails. Yusuf Al-Hilo, Press TV, Gaza.